Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuckery Show, hanging out in the Kia studios. Halfway home on this Thursday evening with you. 404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Well, SEC Media Day is wrapping up as Josh Heupel, Shane Beamer, they all spoke today. Who's the other guy that spoke? Lane Kiffin. Spoke. Let's head up the waitfor.com hotline. Let's talk to my friend Chris Goforth. He's been in Nashville covering the SEC Media Days for us on the radio station. And, of course, he is on Twitter at ChrisGoforth1. Chris, my friend, appreciate the time. Thanks for a few minutes tonight.
Yeah, man. I'm not halfway home, John. I am all the way home. So it's been a fun and a fast-paced 4 days, but it's good to good to be in some comfy clothes and in the recliner for a little while.
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, it's not that much longer of a drive for you than when you come down to Atlanta and drive back up to Chattanooga, right? I mean, it's maybe what? Not even 2 hours, maybe more?
It's for me, it's a little over 2 hours. It's probably about 2 hours and 20 minutes to get to Nashville. It's a bit more of it's a drive that I don't enjoy as much because you've got Mont Eagle Mountain and it's not as easy. Now the drive for me, I can be to Midtown in just over an hour.
Mm.
If I really get on it, I can be to Midtown in an hour and 15 minutes.
You sure you want the cops to know that, how fast you drive?
We'll keep my plate number a secret.
Hey, I was laughing because I saw USA Today's Florida Gators website, I guess, Gators Wire, part of the USA Today network. It's funny because we were talking about Billy Napier last night. They had Billy Napier as one of the losers of SEC Media Days, and the quote was, "For as thrilling as Arkansas head coach Sam Pittman was on stage, Napier was the opposite. From his prolonged opening statement to the coach speak field answers, there was little enthusiasm or humor from Napier. It's representative of the energy surrounding the Gators heading into his second year at the helm. Florida went 6-7 last season and has its win total at 5.5, according to DraftKings." So you were all over that because, you know, again, you and I and Randy all kind of scratched our head. We saw that billboard, right, at the SEC championship game, and we saw the big billboard with Billy Napier welcoming him to, you know, Atlanta and all that, and it was just like, wow, I hope they got the right guy. But, you know, again, he was listed as one of the losers for SEC Media Day.
Yeah, I just, you know, John, it's one of those things. And I look, he's from Chatsworth. He's from Murray County. You know, I've talked to his dad before. His dad's a longtime and legendary high school football coach in North Georgia. His brother is the head coach at Murray County now. They're a great football family, and his, you know, and I think all three of those guys are class people. You know, I think Billy Napier is a class act as a human being. It just feels like he's in a little bit over his head. And it's kind of like, well, you know, I talked to you last night about some of the comments that he had that just kind of, you know, it's sort of him saying that without saying that and talking about last year about how, you know, they kind of weren't prepared for the speed of the recruiting process and how quickly you have to make evaluations on guys and make offers to guys. It moves so much faster at the Power Five level than the Group of Five, but it's even faster than that, I think, in a place like the SEC, where it's so competitive to be able to land those top recruits. And I just, you know, it's really, it's wild to think that the one loss total for Florida is at, you know, 5.5.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at dinner last night with some guys from various places around the conference, and the consensus was, yeah, bet the under when it comes to Florida.
Wow. Yeah, I it's just it is crazy. You know, we saw Shane Beamer speak today. I know you like him. I like him. I mean, I think we all like Shane Beamer. I think he's done a really good job there. And, you know, again, they have plenty of challenges, and especially, you know, in that state with, you know, still the monster that is Clemson. And look, you know, last year, only four teams in the SEC won more games in conference than South Carolina. That would be Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, and LSU. That's the only four teams that had more wins than South Carolina in conference. They finished 8-5. You know, it's one thing to kind of come out of nowhere, but it's another thing to try to build a consistent winner. And I know Shane Beamer wants that, but, you know, it is challenging there. I think this is an important year for the South Carolina program to capitalize on having a Spencer Rattler back and really just trying to build off their success from last year. If they take a big step backward, you know, again, I don't even know where South Carolina will be at that point.
Well, and just to kind of expound upon what you said and, you know, how much, you know, you and I both really like him. Garrett Chapman was sitting next to me today while Beamer spoke, and Garrett leaned over and he goes, how do you not want to play for this guy when you hear him talk? I mean, he's just got that kind of presence and personality about him. You talk about this year being an important year for them. Look, he's got that South Carolina fan base amped. Season ticket sales at South Carolina are up 106%. So he has got that fan base believing. It all comes back around. You know, the best stat, I think, and it's not a complimentary one, but it's the best stat that exemplifies where South Carolina is. No one has committed more turnovers the last 2 years than South Carolina has.
Mm.
They've thrown more interceptions and they fumbled more times than any other team in the SEC is the last 2 years. If they can just hold on to the ball, John, they're going to be a lot better. Dow Loggins takes over, a new offensive coordinator, a guy that frankly doesn't have a lot of college ties. I'll see how this works. He's more of a pro guy. As a matter of fact, he spent a couple of years in Nashville with the Tennessee Titans. That's his background, is more in the National Football League rather than being in college ball. I'm interested to see, A, what this offense looks like, but how he kind of fits in, you know, as Sam Pittman said yesterday. I think it's one of the best quotes of the week from Sam Pittman. He said, you know, in the portal world that we live in, you better have some guys on your staff that can recruit, because if you can't, you're going to be gone.
You know,
and
go ahead.
Be interested to see how well this guy can recruit there.
And you know, Chris, when you look at their schedule, you know, they start off with North Carolina, who's got, you know, again, I don't know if he's going to be the number one pick, but he'll be freaking close. I mean, I know that. I mean, he'll be maybe real close. Georgia at, you know, you're at Georgia, you're at Tennessee, home with Florida, at A&M, Clemson to finish off the year. I mean, I know they had a miraculous run, but I'm telling you, that schedule is not very easy for South Carolina, and there's a lot of opportunity to stub their toe along the way, and you know, I wonder if they can meet the expectations that are now being set for what that program is.
Well, I think it's going to be tough, especially, you know, you mentioned playing Tennessee in Knoxville. You're going to play Clemson again with their traditional rival there at the end. Those are two teams they kind of jumped up and beat last year that I guarantee you in Dabo Sweeney's office and in Josh Heupel's office, those two game days probably have big red circles drawn around them. They're not going to sneak up on anybody this year, that's for sure.
Chris Gofor joining me here. He was live in Nashville this week for SEC Media Days, pre, post, and halftime host for Atlanta Falcons Radio Network on the WadeFord.com hotline here. We saw Lane Kiffin today. Here's how I describe Lane Kiffin. Is Lane Kiffin looked like one of the flunkies that was hanging around Al Cervic at Bushwood Country Club. I mean, the polo and the jacket, I mean, my God, I mean, he looked like he was on a three-day bender with Rodney Dangerfield back in the 80s. I mean,
he looked like the total disheveled frat boy, didn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, I mean, again, he would have fit right into Bushwood with some of those flunkies. I mean, just, again, they're going to be an interesting team as well because, you know, they had a nice year. I mean, they, you know, 8-5, you know, on the season. They won four games in the SEC. They had one of the most dominant rushing teams, you know, in the SEC last year. Their quarterback play was, I think, really below average. I mean, I thought, you know, they did not get a lot out of their quarterbacks. But you know, they were able to run the football. They're going to be an interesting team. I mean, they've got Tech coming in, you know, this year to their place. And, you know, they had to go to Tech last year. But, you know, again, they're another one of those teams that they feel like, you know, they're kind of middling in the SEC. But, you know, they could still maybe finish in that top half of the conference.
He was pretty open today in talking about last year and the fact that he said that he himself did not do a good job at the end of the year last year of keeping that team together. And he said, I think it's one of the things that you face when you have a lot of portal guys on your team. He goes, everything's great and everybody's getting along when you're winning. But he said, all of a sudden, when you face some adversity and you're losing a couple of games, he said, that's when, you know, culturally things can really turn. Sounds like that's kind of what happened last year at Ole Miss. Now, I did get a chance, John, to talk to Quinshon Judkins today, a guy that I think you and I both really, really like. You talk about a kid that is absolutely put together. I mean, he is unbelievable. He is huge. And to know how well that guy can run, you know, he's got his sights set. He ran for more yards last year as a freshman in the SEC than anybody in the history of the league except Herschel Walker. So that's the kind of company that he's in. I think he's going to have another tremendous year. He talked to me a little bit today about being more involved in the passing game at Ole Miss as well. He can catch it coming out of the backfield a little bit. And that's something he wants to do more of this year. Kiffin said today he thinks the quarterback room that he's got is the deepest that he's had since he's been at Ole Miss. So we'll kind of see what it ends up looking like at Ole Miss this year. It's got to be difficult not to want to just turn around and give it to Judkins every single play. He is, in my opinion, as dynamic as anybody right now in college football.
Yeah, I mean, he had 274 carries last year. He's going to blow past 300 this year. I mean, he's going to be in the 300s, I mean, when all is said and done, because that's going to be their big offense. I mean, again, he caught 15 passes coming out of the backfield, but he's going to blow past 300 carries this year. And, you know, again, I think that that's their offense. You know, until I see some quarterback play, I question whether or not they're going to be able to do a lot in the passing game.
The other thing about them, John, real quick, that I think is maybe a little bit of a head scratcher. You know, Pete Golding caught so much flack at Alabama for his defenses. And I think maybe he kind of saw the writing on the wall and got out while he could. But Pete Golding is now the defensive coordinator at Ole Miss. I'm interested to see, given, you know, look, you don't have a Will Anderson on this Ole Miss defense. What kind of a defense can he put together there? I think that's going to be something to watch for them as well.
Let's switch over to a team that you know pretty well in Tennessee. Look, I love Josh Heupel. I think he's a terrific coach, and I thought he did so many terrific things last year. And look, he had a stud in Hendon Hooker. He got the most out of Hendon Hooker last year. Joe Milton, obviously, he's got a lot of talent. He was the starter, you know, there. Can they recapture the magic? I mean, that was not a good season for Tennessee. That was a magical season for Tennessee. And just where they finished and 11-2 overall, you know, there was so much magic in the air. And, yeah, I know they got beat up by Georgia, but still, though, you know, that was a magical run. What can they do to kind of recapture that, where now all of a sudden we get back to what Tennessee football is supposed to be? That was great for a year. But, you know, we've been used to seeing Tennessee football in our lifetime be, you know, one of the best teams in all of America.
Yeah, and I think they can. I think they can. I think they can do that again. I mean, I think they can be right there with Georgia in the East. Now, it's going to come down to what version of Joe Milton do you get? We know the kid's got a cannon for an arm. Mm-hmm. I mean, he may have the strongest arm in college football.
Yeah. I agree with that.
The question is, can he take two questions about him? One, can he take a little bit off some of those throws so that not everything is a Nolan Ryan fastball? That's one. And then the second thing is, John, I still go back to when he was the starter at Tennessee and he ran out of bounds against Ole Miss with no time left on the clock. I can't mentally unsee that in watching that game that night. What was it now, 2 years ago? I just can't. And so for as good as Hendon Hooker was last year, and people want to talk about the numbers and the accuracy and all that, yes, yes, yes. But, man, Hendon Hooker was so darn good in clutch moments last year for Tennessee. Just go back and watch the end of the Alabama game. He went at the big moment. He came through for Tennessee last year. Can Joe Milton do the same thing? Because in that game against Ole Miss, that was the mustard bottle game, right?
Yeah.
Joe Milton wilted when it was on the line. We need to see whether or not he can do that again. If he can, if he can have a little bit of that Hendon Hooker magic late in games, then, hey, maybe Tennessee's got a shot to be able, again, to at least be in that conversation again. Look, Georgia's roster is way, way better than anybody else's in the conference. But if, you know, Tennessee can still be in that conversation and challenge Georgia, finish second in the East, I think that would be you're starting to build something if you're Josh Heupel. Getting all of this crap that has floated over this program for the last 2 years with the NCAA allegations now, finally being able to put that stuff to bed, I think really has kind of lifted a little bit of a load off. I also don't think that it is pure coincidence that 5 days after that announcement is made, Tennessee gets a commitment from a five-star wide receiver. Chris, so I think that's going to help them in recruiting a lot too.
Chris, I'll leave you with this nugget too. You know, to your point, he's a career 57.8% passer, completion percentage wise. That number's got to skyrocket this year. Like if Tennessee's going to get back to where they need to be, he's got to be much better than basically a 50-50 quarterback as far as his completion percentage.
Yeah.
So,
no doubt.
Chris, you did a great job this week. You and Garrett both, thank you so much for being a part of the show. And, you know, we thank you so much for your time and Garrett's time up there. So you can follow Chris on his personal Twitter page at ChrisGoForth1. You can hear him pre-post and halftime for Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. And he joined me here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Chris, appreciate it, buddy. We'll talk again here soon.
Hey, man. Thanks, John. Talk to you soon, man.
You got it. All right. There you go.
ARC Raiders.
a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.